Hello everybody. This is the translation of John Sherry's message for Sunday the 2nd of October. Witness and Testimony. This morning I would like to spend a little time unpacking what it means to be a witness to the saving and keeping power of the Lord Jesus. Each one of us who knows the Lord Jesus as Saviour has a testimony. You might be asking, what do you mean? What does the word testimony mean? A theologian has defined it as follows. A testimony in Christianity is telling someone else about your relationship with God. Christian believers would likely define testimony by the public profession of their faith journey and relationship with God. In reality, then, as Christians, our testimony is putting into practice the words of the Lord Jesus. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, where he says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." We are now going to listen to the testimonies of Phil and Catherine, who have recently joined us as members at the church here in Bergerac. Phil runs a successful welding business in the UK. And Catherine is involved with horses and is passionate about the environment. But above all that, they have come to know the Lord Jesus as Saviour, and they are going to tell us a little about that journey to find Christ and follow him. Catherine is going to give us her testimony first. Thank you, Catherine, and we are now going to hear Phil's testimony, and Mary Claude is going to translate for him. His French is good, but he is not as brave as his wife. Thank you, Phil. Phil is now going to play, "O God, you search me and you know me." Let us turn now to our text. Our verse emphasizes two things that we need to know. The Holy Spirit empowers disciples. Each one of us, when we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, become the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, as Paul told the Corinthian believers in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. So today the simple truth is this, that each born-again believer, like Phil and Catherine, are indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Our greatest need in the world today is not for political power, but for the power of the Holy Spirit. Political power can do many things, but it can't save a life. It can pass righteous laws, but it can't make men righteous. Only the Holy Spirit can change hearts, restore families, and save an entire nation from destruction. If we had time this morning to look deeper into the context of our verse, Jesus was telling his disciples that instead of worrying about timings in God's calendar, they should focus their attention on the job at hand. He promised them that after his departure, the Holy Spirit would come and fill their hearts and lives, and then they would be witnesses for Christ. This was and is God's plan for his people. I do not think it would be too much to say that this is God's job description for us as Christians, to be his witnesses. What does it mean to be a witness for Christ today? Firstly, a witness tells what he knows. The dictionary defines witness this way: one who furnishes evidence. One who can say, "I know this is true." A witness, then, is someone who tells what he knows and only what he knows. Luke, in Acts, uses this same word on many occasions. Acts chapter 2, verse 32, Acts 3, verse 15, Acts 10, verse 39, Acts 13, verse 30. If we take all these verses together, we can sum them up in this way. A witness is a person who tells the truth about Jesus Christ. Let me apply this very simply. You do not need any formal training to be a witness for Christ. Just tell the truth about Jesus to anyone who is willing to listen. Let me be even more practical in my application by saying this. There has to be input before there can be output. Time spent reading the Bible, time spent praying. So that, as Peter tells us in his epistle, I love the Amplified Bible rendering of this verse, but in your heart set Christ apart as holy, acknowledging him, giving him first place in your lives as Lord. Always be ready to give a logical defence to anyone who asks you to account for the hope and confidence assurance elicited by faith that is within you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect. Secondly, a witness shares what they have personally experienced. If you want to witness for Christ today, then you must have experienced that transformation within your life. I have been asked before, how can you have a relationship with a dead person? The answer is simple, you can't. You can only have a relationship with someone who is alive. Which brings us back to the resurrection. Jesus is alive today. He conquered death. He rose from the dead on that resurrection morning, and many people testified as to his physical resurrection. And our verse today was his last words to his disciples before he ascended up into heaven. The words of John in his epistle describe it beautifully in chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testify to it. And we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. Like John, if you know Jesus, you can talk about what he has done for you. You can share how he has changed your life. You can tell how he guides you day by day. How he gives you strength to face your trials and courage to conquer your fears. You can tell in the same way that Phil and Catherine have done today, how he found you in your sin and gave you a brand new life. We often hear the phrase, actions speak louder than words. Can I ask the question, do our actions testify that we belong to Christ? When people look at you, do your actions, your comportment, reflect Christ? Look at the testimony of Peter and John in Acts chapter 4, verse 13. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. One word of advice. You don't have to convince your friends that they need Christ. Only the Holy Spirit can do that. You do your work in telling them the gospel story, then the Holy Spirit will do his work. Look what Paul says to the Corinthians. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. Thirdly, a witness remains loyal to the end. In Greek, the word for witness is martyres, from which we get the English word martyr. It means being loyal to Jesus no matter the cost and speaking up for him even when others oppose you. How many of us are willing to do that? It could cost you dearly to be a true witness for Christ. In the early church, believers chose death rather than deny the name of Christ. Since most of us won't be called upon to do that, here is the much harder question. Are you willing to live for him? Perhaps we try to find excuses not to witness. It won't work, and so on. My friend is hardened against the gospel. When you think the gospel won't work, remember this fact. It worked for you. It worked in the lives of Phil and Catherine. Don't ever give up on the gospel because you think it won't work. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would work through your testimony. Let me finish with this definition. A witness is anyone who cooperates with the Holy Spirit in telling others about Jesus. All God needs is a little cooperation from his people. When he gets it, we can change the world. God invites us to cooperate with the Holy Spirit in telling others about Jesus. If we will do our part, we may be sure that the Holy Spirit will do his. Amen. If you would like to listen to the testimonies of Phil and Catherine, You will be able to see and hear them on the YouTube channel for Eglise Evangelique Libre de Bergerac, where you can actually watch the whole service if you want to, and also hear their testimonies.